You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Natila. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, but the thing is I called about an hour ago, and I haven't gotten any updates or anything else about the anybody coming or anything.
What's the phone number that's associated on that ticket?
It 559-551-6864.
You said 559-551-6864. And that's the phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Do you want the policy number, my husband's name? I mean, these are all things that she tried to take down.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I can pull you up. If you've had, you called in early, you already have a ticket done?
Yes.
Yes, and did you call the provider?
Yes, Red Lawyer. I even got the producer number or producer's or whatever it's called number from them to gave it to her, the one that I talked to, because she said she couldn't do anything else until I got that number. And then she also told me that for the service that I need, I'm going to have to pay the extra fee from it, and then I haven't heard anything back.
Okay, give me one moment. May I have the spelling of your first name?
His name is Alejandro, A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-O.
You said J-A-N-D-R-L?
Yes, A-L-E, J as in John, A as in Amy, N as in November, D as in Diamond, R as in Rover, and O as in Oscar.
What's your last name?
Garza, G-A-R-Z-A.
You said Garza?
Yes. George, Apple, Robot, Zebra, Alpha, Garza.
Is there any other possible last name?
No, ma'am. It's my last name, too. Maybe the lady, okay, the lady was sitting there trying to get the names and everything. Maybe she gave all the bad information or took down bad information, but I did call. I called from this phone number. This phone that I'm on.
Okay, what's the city and state?
Reedley, California. But that's not where my truck is. My truck is in Dinuba.
What was your area code, ma'am?
To the policy, 93654.
Your telephone area code.
To the one that you need to call us back on, or the one that I'm on right now, or what?
The number that's associated with their policy that's on the ticket.
Why don't I just give you my policy number? You want the policy number? It'll pull everything up.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to find your original ticket, but we could just start a new one.
She asked me for the policy number for that ticket, too, so wouldn't it be associated with that ticket? I mean, she asked me for the policy number. She asked me for the producer number.
Who is your insurance company that you're with? Hello? Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you
your
hear
phone
me?
Yes, your phone was breaking up. We was trying to pull up your ticket from earlier, but...
Well, like I said, the lady asked me for my my policy number, the provider number. Why can't you pull the ticket up with those? I mean, they're attached to every other information that you're asking me, and then I'm going to have to give it to you again if we have to sit there and do a new ticket. So can I just give you the policy number so you can look up the ticket with that?
Who is your insurance, your roadside assistant insurance with? Hello.
I'm here.
Who do you have your roadside assistance with?
Fred Loya, I guess. I don't know. That's Fred Loya gave me your guys' number. So you guys?
Just a moment, ma'am. Okay. May I have the spelling of your first name? I'm just going to get you
a new ticket.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to get you a new ticket started.
They lost the old ticket. We have to start all over again. Alejandro, Alejandro.
Okay, I have Alejandro. And the spelling of your last
Correct.
Name?
Garza, Garza. Yes, that's the one, but I need to find my copy.
G-A-R.
Z as in zebra, A as in apple.
Okay, so I have G-A-R-Z-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
Area code 559-551-6864.
I have 559-551-6864. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would you like to receive text message of the ETA and the provider's name?
To that phone number, yes.
Okay, messages and data rate may apply. And may I have the policy number, please?
72477833534.
Okay, so I have 72477833534. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, ma'am. I'm trying to pull up your account.
The lady kept on asking and giving me information wrong, and then when I gave this one the information, they couldn't find it, not even by your phone number or anything else.
Thank you for holding. The rep of the insurance will have to call and validate that you have coverage because the policy is not. It's some additional information that we have to get from them.
The provider number or producer number?
Hello? Yeah.
They will have to verify that your policy is active on a recorded line. because the information that we're using is still not going through.
I just paid the bill.
Now they're saying that we don't have coverage for.
Are you able to call them on three-way?
I don't know how to do three-way on my phone. They want to verify on a recorded line that we have insurance. Cause
okay, 559-551-6864. They should have policies not paid or whatever. It's bullshit. I'm getting tired of it.
Okay, so the rep will have to call with on three-way, or they will have to call in themselves to get the to verify that you have it.
But
and
okay,
then we can get you set
on,
up.
Ma'am, hold on.
Yes,
he's
ma'am.
On the phone with them right now.
Okay.
I mean, why is the lady earlier when I did the ticket, but earlier all she did was do a provider's number?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay, roadside service. What is it you need from Fred Loya?
I need the rep to verify on a recorded line that she has that the policy is active.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here on the line for Alejandro Garza. He does have his policy up to date when he also does have motor truck service.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have the rep's name?
My name is Rosa.
Can you spell that for me?
R-O-S-A.
And the phone number to call you in extension?
2063-002.
2063. You said 002? And the extension?
I'm sorry?
Your extension.
That was my extension.
Okay, so this was your extension.
Yes, 2063-002 is my extension.
Oh, hold on. Okay. 203. I'm sorry, I'm having some. 203. Did you say 2600?
2063-002.
2063-002. And then what's your phone number? 2064-276-76. Okay. And the producer number on this policy?
I'm sorry?
The producer number on the policy?
Do you want the policy number?
Well, the producer number. 75980.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Producer. You said 79500?
75980.
Okay.
That's the number they gave me earlier.
795.
No.
759.
Oh, 75980.
Yes.
Okay. And then the policy number?
Policy number is 72477833534. Oh, yeah.
And then the plan. Is the rep still on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and the plan?
We have 6 months term.
The plan letter?
The plan letter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that even is. I haven't heard that from any of the Rotate Assistant representatives.
Okay. Give me one moment.
No, you're fine.
Thank you, Wilson.
No, you're fine. It's just I haven't heard all these questions. Usually they just ask for the policy number. That's why I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, I know. They asked me for producer number two and stuff, and I had to call. I actually had to call an office in Texas because everybody was closed here in California. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I had to call Texas because they're 3 hours ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a, I need the plan letter for the policy.
Plan letter? I don't even know what that is.
Okay, can you...
You guys can't just search up the policy number?
What's the effective date?
It's June
7th, 2022. And it's a must that we have that plan letter.
You guys have never asked me for a plan letter. And let me see if I can try to figure something out because I haven't even heard of that myself.
Lady from the roadside service?
She is... The plan letter normally is a V or N.
Is the rep?
Mm-hmm. Is the rep still on the phone?
I think she's checking it out right now.
Okay.
Okay. This is the number that you are for Fred Loya, right? You are Rosa Church for Fred Loya.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure we're talking to the right people. Yeah. She's looking it up. I don't see it on my policy at all either.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I have never heard of a plan letter, a V or an N. I'm not sure what that is even for. Because there's nothing on my end that shows anything in regards to a plan letter. What is a plan letter? Like, what is it? Maybe what does it have to do with?
Is one of the ways that we have to pull up their policy. We have to have the plan letter in order to pull their policy up.
Yeah. Last time I used Rosette service, I didn't ever have to give that information out.
Yeah, usually when we contact the roadside assistance, the only thing we provide is literally just the policy number. That's why I'm having a hard time looking for that.
Anything with a meter in it.
I mean, maybe try N. I mean, you can probably just try either or, which works. Have her try N, and if that doesn't work, then it must be the other one.
Because all my paperwork, all I'm showing is just the policy number.
It's nothing that we can try. It's something that we just have to have that the rep gives us. Hello, caller. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here still.
Okay.
Can you put the N or the V in front of the policy number, maybe?
We can't just try like that. It's something that she has to provide us with so that we'll know for sure. Have y'all ever used roadside assistance in the past before?
Yes, I have. And I've never, I mean, it was simple. All they asked for was a policy number and the producer code, and that was it.
Okay, we're going to try to pull up an old ticket.
Okay.
To see if it's on there.
Okay.
If we move forward, it would be a out-of-pocket expense, and then you just have to do a reconsideration of an reimbursement.
All right. Can I really afford out-of-pocket right now? The lady that I spoke to earlier this morning, she didn't never asked for that plan letter. She just asked for a producer code, and then she said she'd call us back.
And
when she called, that was at 7 o'clock this morning, California time.
We would need to have that plan. It's a must that we have that plan letter to pull your policy up.
Okay.
So do you want to continue with the service? Because if we can't pull your policy up, then it's going to be an out-of-pocket, and you'll just have to do a reimbursement of reconsideration.
Okay. Rosa, are you still there, Rosa?
Yeah, I'm still here. The letter plan is, like I said, I've never had to provide that. I haven't heard of it myself.
Okay. Should I just cancel this with the roadside service and then we could start over, me and you? Maybe you could call or something?
Yeah, you can just cancel this one or maybe I can just try to figure out what that even is and then probably just call them back.
Okay. Roadside service, I'm going to go ahead and hang up with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.